Let me address for a few minutes what I think are the two fundamental problems that we face for the balance of this century. The first is our inordinate dependence on fragile sources for our oil energy supply. The second is the decline of power on the part of the United States and the Western world vis-a-vis the Soviet Union. These are the two fundamental problems from whence all other problems flow in a large sense. And the truth is that on the first point, even if we do all the things that we must do in developing alternative sources of energy supply, that means nuclear, that means solar, that means conservation, that means an all-out exploration effort, oil and gas, that means a massive synthetic fuels program to convert coal and to convert oil shale to liquids, and the list is long, I can go on. Breeder reactors, all those things. Assuming you do all of those things, we will be importing at the very best a minimum of 4 million barrels of oil a day in the year 2000. Now, if you think that statement is some, you know, wild projection, that is exactly the projection of the largest oil company in the world, Exxon. We have this idea that if we do all these things, that somehow we're going to have our independence. Now, what is the lesson of this? The lesson is very obvious, that for the balance of this century, we'll have to run in order to stand still. And the next point is how we manage foreign policy will determine the availability, reliability, the supply, and price of oil.